Report, robberies up 222%. Felony assaults jump 100% in New York City's Central Park. By Amy Furr on August 10, 2024. The number of robberies and assaults in New York City's famous Central Park is reportedly on the rise, sowing fear among residents and tourists. The New York Post on Saturday cited violent teenagers, vagrants, and migrants who frequent the park. There's been a 222% spike in the number of robberies so far in 2024, compared to the same point in 2023. NYPD, New York City Police Department, data show. This year's 29 incidents already surpasses the total number reported in 2019. According to the data, the article said, adding that felonious assaults have risen 100%. Upper East Side resident Kirsten Edwards said she waits to enjoy the park with her dog until later in the day because, during the early hours, she sees people with mental health issues screaming. "Frankly, I've never felt this unsafe in Central Park," she noted. The Post article features an image of a suspect, identified as Jermaine Longmire, who was accused of attempting to rape a woman in Central Park. New York City has been grappling with numerous forms of violence perpetrated against residents and visitors while also enduring approximately 22,000 shoplifting incidents since the beginning of 2024, Breitbart News reported in May. More recently, two women were allegedly shoved onto train tracks by another woman in the city subway, the outlet reported Monday. The victims were tourists from Mexico whom officials said the suspect targeted in an unprovoked attack. The suspect was arrested at the scene. The outlet also detailed another incident. In March, a man was arrested for allegedly shoving his girlfriend onto the tracks of a New York City subway, which resulted in the woman's feet being cut off, according to Breitbart News. Christian Valdez was accused of pushing the woman onto the tracks as a train approached the platform. The two had apparently argued just before the incident occurred. On Thursday, a female NYPD officer's face was left bloodied following an altercation with a repeat offender who is reportedly on probation, according to Breitbart News. Authorities and police sources said the 41-year-old suspect is accused of punching the female officer as she tried to break up an argument between him and several young people on the corner of Rosedale and Randall Avenues, the outlet said. Related, man throws flaming newspaper at school kids at NYC subway station.